morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, June 13th, 2018. We have 18 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we've got on the Columbia River bar this morning, combined seas there and at the mouth of the river. This is right where the river meets the ocean. It's a very dynamic area. Seas 4 to 6 feet through tomorrow morning. Seas are going to build to 7 or 8 feet during those max ebb current times I'm always talking about. They're in the marine weather forecast for a reason, because the bar becomes very unstable, that area right at the mouth of the river where the river, the entire force of the river slams into the great force of the ocean as well. So you can get odd things like eddies, sneaker waves, all sorts of stuff happening there, and very, very strong currents during the strongest part of the ebb, which is called the max ebb period. So we have one happening we had one starting around 5 a.m. Wednesday, another one around 5:30 today, and another one around 5:45 a.m. on Thursday. So you can see about 12 hours apart, about halfway through the falling tidal cycle, the river just becomes really an issue, especially down here in the lower river where everything is sort of piling up and it's like it hits a wall at the ocean of all that that ocean water. And so it's quite a formidable situation there at the mouth of the river, and that's why it has its own separate marine weather forecast. Overall, in our marine weather forecast in the area at sea, we have west winds 10 to 15 knots gusting to 20 later on. So you could see this morning we have calm winds, say at seaside this morning, the winds were registering calm. But by the afternoon, they're going to be up to occasional gusts to 25 knots later today. So, we have that sort of pattern, a seasonal pattern, where we have maybe calm in the morning and then toward the later in the day, winds that crop up. Makes for good sailing for the racing fleet on Tuesday evenings. Wind waves from the west, 3 feet at 5 seconds apart, and west swells, 5 feet at 11 seconds apart. An occasional drizzle in the morning. And today we're going to learn about what's being called the largest fish processing ship in the world being built in the U.S. right now, and what that means, what's a fish processor. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. 5 inbounders, 10 in the Astoria and other area anchorages. We have 3 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Ken Hope. She's a bulk carrier arriving from South Korea, headed for Longview. She's a log ship picking up logs there at the port of Longview. She'll pass Astoria maybe around 12:30 p.m. You might see her in Longview about 4 p.m. The Aprilia is arriving from South Korea also. She's headed for Astoria's anchorage, but she's ultimately going to the port of Portland to pick up potash for export. She'll be in Astoria's anchorage by about 3:30 p.m. today. The Aquarius Leader is a car carrier arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for the port of Vancouver. She has Subarus on board. She'll pass Astoria maybe around 9:30 this evening, and maybe 3:30 in the morning. You might see her running lights in Vancouver if you can see that wherever you are. The Asahi Bulker is arriving from China, headed for Port of Vancouver. She'll pass Astoria around 10:30 p.m. and maybe about 4:30 in the morning. You might see her in Vancouver. The GH Glory is arriving from China. She's headed for the Rice Island Anchorage, which is kind of the upper end, it looks like, from our perspective, of the Astoria Anchorage over near Tongue Point. It's actually a separate designated anchorage for ships there that's been designated fairly recently within the past couple of years. She'll pass Astoria, kind of glide past Astoria over into that area by about 1 a.m. And so it just shows you the ships are operating at all times of the day or night. In our Rice Island and Astoria anchorage, we have a bunch of ships. We have 10 ships total awaiting orders today. They are the Navios Prosperity, the Calliope L, the Rodan Amarandan, the Salford Key, the Lida, the Roscoe Lemon, the New Keeper, the Golden Rose, the Antares, and the USS Scout, which is actually a U.S. military vessel, part of the Rose Festival fleet that is at the port of Astoria, so a big gray military vessel there. The ship's evidently stopped on her way out from Portland to stop in Astoria one more time. In our outbounders, we have the Pelican State heading out of Portland, 2 p.m. Leaving there, so maybe about 8 p.m. outbound. She might be a petroleum tanker. The Polaris Ace is a car carrier leaving the port of Portland. She could have brand new Fords on board, headed for Asia. Leaving about 3 p.m., she could pass Astoria maybe 9 p.m. And the Top of Grace is a bulk carrier leaving Portland area berth on the Willamette River around 10 p.m., so she could pass Astoria anywhere between about 4 and 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Well, I got an interesting email from Scott McMullen. He's the head of the Fisherman's Cable Committee here. He's very involved with helping fishermen and cable companies that put telecommunications cable on the ocean floor, making agreements between those two groups so that they can both operate since both of their industries are concerned with safely handling things on the ocean floor, preserving habitat, and making sure that fishing gear and telecommunications cable gear can coexist together safely. So he's really tuned in to maritime stuff. He sent me this link, and very interesting. It's about a company called Rolls-Royce Marine, and you may have heard of the Rolls-Royce luxury car. They're also involved in a lot of other things, including making engines. And they have signed a contract with a Louisiana company in the USA for development of a ocean-going fish processing vessel, a pelagic trawler, as it's called. It's 100 meters long, and so that means about 330 feet long and about 70 feet wide. It's being billed as the largest ship of its kind in the world. So how long is that compared to what we know? Well, not as long as a bulk carrier that you might see out in the river, which are about 600 feet long, but about 100 feet longer than the Coast Guard cutters that you usually see sitting at the 17th Street dock by the Maritime Museum in Astoria. So interesting that these are being built in the U.S. A lot of vessels are built in Asia right now, but this is a different kind of fishing. You know, most of the fishing vessels that we see here are vessels that are privately owned and are operating with small crews on board. This is a big ship that can handle, by comparison, a crew of 150 people working on board. So it's being called the largest and most advanced fishing vessel ever built in the U.S. But it is a factory ship or a fish processing ship. So what is that? Let's talk about that. Sometimes you see those come in to Bornstein Seafoods at the port of Astoria. So these are ships that can process fish at sea and bring a factory-ready, like a market-ready product back to the dock. So they hail back, their origins are with the early whaling ships. So whaling ships sailed into remote waters and processed the entire whale on board. And so these contemporary factory ships they're automated and enlarged versions, you might say, of early whalers. So they stay out at sea, they can do a lot at sea, and they sometimes have their own fishing boats that go out and catch fish, but they sometimes also have independent fishing boats that interface with them out at sea. So this is kind of a large-scale fish processing vessel that does things at sea that some have been traditionally perhaps done on land in fish processing facilities. So this is, it's a different, I don't know much more about it than that. I don't want to say, want to extrapolate what this means, but it is a big vessel that will be operating probably in Alaska waters doing a lot of fishing. So if I find out more about that, I'll let you know. But interesting that it's being built in the U.S. is kind of significant, I think, since not a whole lot of vessels are built here anymore for the when you consider the world's fleet of ships, most of them are built in other countries. You're listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.